Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 143 of the Vex on Vex podcast. My name is VexX. Today our guest is a huge fan of the show Stranger Things. Her name is Miss Olivia. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast. We're going to switch the camera, which of course I don't know how to. Oh, here it is. Say hello, Olivia.
Hi.
So welcome to the Vex on Vex podcast. So how did you find Stranger Things initially? Because I have never watched the program ever.
Just Netflix.
It just popped in one day?
I like strange, weird shows like that.
Did you? All right. So speaking of Netflix, do you watch weird documentaries from Netflix?
Yes.
Remember the one, Abducted in Plain Sight?
No.
Oh, ho. It's so fucked up. Okay, hold on. I'll do a little thing with the camera. All right. There's a family. And I think technically, what's the Utah thing when they're
Mormon.
They're Mormon, but they're not, they're nice. They're really, really, really nice. Suburban dad, he owns a flower shop. That tips you off to something, just saying. And then there's the mom, and they have these little daughters. There's three of them, I believe. And they let this neighbor in who's from the church, and he starts hanging out with them, and he has his own kids, and they become like friends. Long story short, he fucks the daughter, who's like 11 or 12 or something. But it gets more fucked up because then he has an affair with the mother after he fucked the daughter. And they knew that he fucked the daughter. But then, you want me to ruin it for you? You're going to watch it. I think the father blows him.
What?
Ah! So, he fucks the 12-year-old daughter. He abducts her, takes her to Mexico, and fucks her. They return her. He has an affair with the mother like a year later for like a long time. And then you're watching it, and the father's like, and this is what's cool. Like, watch. Watch my mouth. Watch my face. Ready? He's like, he came into my flower shop, and he said, can we take a ride? And he does that. He sucked that guy's dick. And he says on the thing that he's like, I reached over and I gave him hand relief. Then why'd your fucking tongue come out of your fucking mouth? I'm just saying, girl, I don't know. How did you not see that one? That one's really fucked up.
I mean, probably because of all of that.
It's such a good documentary, though. All right, did you watch the Wild America thing?
No.
Wild Country?
No.
You don't watch Netflix, girl. Why are you fronting? You just play video games and that's what you're about. Go ahead.
Horror stuff too.
I was in a horror film.
What one?
Why?
Because I want to know. I've seen it.
Faces of Snuff.
What? No.
Why'd you say that?
I've never seen it.
Oh, I know. No. No one has seen it per se. The funny part is, Michael Bilinski is watching this live podcast, and he directed my scene in that film.
Was it any good?
No. Yeah, actually, all right. You want to hear what the fuck happened? All right. I'm gonna go back to me because it's about me, obviously. Obviously. So he's directing me, and I got a little mask on, and I'm all tattooed with a tight shirt. Scary, right? I'm like scary looking. And I'm choking a woman to death. And he's filming it. Now, she's an actress, so she put like shit in her eyes. So she's really good at this. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, so then I go to look at the camera like, hey, get my choke on. And he just cuts my face away. And as I'm turning, I was like, oh, I guess I wasn't supposed to acknowledge the camera. But I'm a musician, right? So I'm like, oh. But it's not about me. But it's about me. Or I think it's about me. So that's what happened. Yeah, so that's my movie. You don't care, obviously.
I'm going to go look it up on the internet.
Oh, I have the DVD. We could watch it if you're inclined. It's not good.
I mean, usually it's like the worst thing or the better thing.
What about, is it serial killer, rapist, something? No. Hooker serial killer?
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I should look it up. Michael, if you're watching, please let me know. Oh, he said he is amazing. I'm not amazing. And I'm telling you, I was like fake choking her, right? She was tied to a tree. I had a big cable thingy. I was choking her back to the tree, right? And then I really did. I just wanted to look into the camera and be like, hey, mom, choking on the camera, you know? And he just cut me the fuck. Yeah, he cut me out. It was like amazing. Porn star serial killer, I think it's called. Yeah. Never heard of that. It's a whole series. Yeah, you're not really a horror
Apparently
fan.
Apparently I'm not.
Have you been any of the horror conventions? Look at your face.
Years ago.
What, define years?
Like, I met...
What's his face? So famous.
Sid Haig. I met him.
Everybody met him. I met him.
I'm just saying, that was how long ago it was.
But he's really a 70s exploitation movie guy. Black exploitation films, that's where he's from the 70s. Keep going.
And I think I went to one after that, and it was the one where the first Rob Zombie Halloween came out.
Okay.
That's the last time I was at a horror convention.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, that's like big crowds of people though.
So. You don't like crowds. Mm-hmm. So do you go to concerts at all?
No.
I'm in a band. I don't know if you knew that. You should attend.
No, I'm just kidding. I knew that.
Yeah? Yeah.
The last concert I went to was Linkin Park. and 30 Seconds to Mars at the, what's the one that's outside?
What's the one that's outside? It changes the name. Camden.
And I was like, concert, awesome. Linkin Park, awesome. And then the guy in front of me passes out and like pukes. And I was like, I'm going to go sit in the car.
It was like that, huh?
It was like that.
Okay.
It was towards the end, but I, mm-mm.
Amateur porn star killer series.
Oh.
And then, so I was married, right? And my wife was actually a horror fan, air quotes. And I'm like, let's watch this DVD for my band manager. She's like, fine. I think you see his dick in like the first 3.5 minutes. And she's like, I don't want to see this. And I'm like, okay, we'll just turn it off. I'm sorry. But he was just like, he would like pay hookers to fuck him on film, I guess. And then he fake kills them. Hopefully it's fake. I don't know this guy. I don't know. But then he became like a huge producer, and then he made like Faces of Snuff, which I'm in, and it's like pretty cool. And then they were going to give him my own movie, and it didn't happen, and fuck COVID, and I'm not bitter or anything, and good times.
No.
Clearly, I've adjusted well to the situation. So why do you like Stranger Things so much? I don't know.
It's fun. It's creepy.
That's
this
it?
This season was really creepy.
I wouldn't know.
I know. She wouldn't watch it. I feel like if I explained it, like, oh, there's a girl with superpowers and she's just, you know, like saving the world.
No, but like, shouldn't you entice me into wanting to see it? Like, shouldn't you be like, oh, it's so good because of A, B, and C? And you're like, I don't know how to explain it.
You said that little kid annoyed you, but they're actually very good actors and actresses, the little ones.
I went to see the new Ghostbusters.
He's in that.
But then I got annoyed because it's just a bunch of fucking kids. I'm like, I'm 40, right? So, not fucking older,
yeah,
right?
I was gonna say, I'm
no,
almost
40s. Oh. So, if I'm watching a story about 13-year-olds, I'm like, I don't give a fuck about 13-year-olds. Like, I barely gave a fuck about 13-year-olds when I was 13. And now that I'm like old, I'm like, oh, you're coming of age. I'm so adorable. I don't care.
Ryder's in it. She's older. How's that?
She's the mom, right?
It's actually adult. Character no, but in that show.
Then I see Winona Ryder and I'm like, didn't you steal a bunch of shit in New York? That was she you, did. Right? And it's like, come on.
She and the first season, she acts real crazy. Well,
and then I like how you say anyone,
her
act.
Son, she's an actress.
No, keep going. Her son.
Her son gets.
If you say molested, I'm gonna get really upset.
No, he gets like sucked into like the upside down. It's called the upside down. It's
but
like
to get
upside.
Sucked in after I just said molested is. It's not a good jumping off point for your story.
So listen, and she acts like her acting is very good because...
No, she's a good actress.
Yeah, because you kind of are like, oh, she's annoying. But then you're like, her son is missing, so...
Remember Heathers?
Yes.
That movie's amazing.
I love everything she's in. Beetlejuice. Oh, I remember on my Beetlejuice shirt. I thought I had that on for a second.
I don't know. The movie's like, Here's what gets me. Remember, all right, here's what's fucked about Beetlejuice. Remember the fat white guy who's doing the dancing... And then he was in, what's his name?
Oso. That's his name in the movie.
Well, here's the thing. He's the principal from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
How do I not remember that?
It gets worse.
Worse?
It really worse. So then, oh, here we go. Turn the camera worse. That's how fucking bad it gets. Oh, very upsetting times coming. So did you ever see The Devil's Advocate?
No.
The Devil's Advocate.
That's Keanu Reeves, right?
Yes.
I'm not a big fan of that guy.
And I hear you. And I can't even disagree with that synopsis because it's fucking Keanu Reeves and he can't act or anything. But when he doesn't act, he just shoots guns. Very popular. But the acting part, not so much. But Pacino's in it. The Devil's Advocate. The guy in the movie, who's the fat guy who's singing and dancing, who's the principal in Ferris Bueller, plays an attorney who's a child molester who gets caught. He's a fucking child molester and he really got caught.
In real life.
And he's, yes.
No,
yes!
No, the dad, is he too? Because the dad, Jeffrey Jones.
Dad
right,
who?
Is that his name? The dad in Beetlejuice.
I don't know Beetlejuice that well. That's the guy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the fat guy with the dark hair.
No, I didn't say dark hair. And fat guy with dark hair is the priest in Heathers. I love my dead gay son. That scene, priest. Okay. Didn't even know.
Yeah, no, dad, I know. Child porn, something.
For real?
In real life.
But in the movie The Devil's Advocate, he's the guy who gets caught with child porn.
Did he play that part very well?
Obviously. Very convincing. And then, this is so dark. This is getting dark quickly. In our band life, I have to change names. I have to be very smart. We had a female road manager in 2009 when we go to California. Awesome woman. Smart. She's an attorney now. She was married at the time. Interracial couple. The guy she was married to They were separating. So she goes on tour with us. We come back from the tour. She's like, hey, you have this house for rent. Can my baby dad stay there? Because like, whatever he is. Because we're getting divorced and fuck him. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. You know, as long as he pays me. And he didn't really fucking pay me. So we had to leave. He did molestering.
No, in the house?
To her daughter.
No!
From the previous relationship.
No.
Yes! Ooh. And this was in my life, man.
People like that should be lit on fire.
I don't think
am I allowed to say
that? Why would I care? I'm not offended. Yeah, I'm offended by what you said on my podcast. Of course I should be lit. I mean, it's a sickness. Here's, I got to be honest with you. Can I tell the truth?
Yeah.
I thank God I don't suffer from that affliction. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus, right? But I wasn't molested. If you're molested, I think that's it might be part of it. But acting on it is very different. Like, I think fucked up scenarios when I'm pleasuring myself to pornography on the interwebs. I do. You can. Run. The door's over there. There's two doors. But you don't act on it in life. And I just can't imagine, like, the compulsion, right? I mean, again, fortunately, it's not my affliction. Like, I don't get it. But again, I wasn't molested, so I don't really, you know what I mean? Speaking of which, what is your opinion of R. Kelly?
Nope, so glad he's in jail.
30 fucking years.
Oh my God. I have to delete all the R. Kelly off my phone. Except for one or two songs.
I did the same. I kept Ignition Remix. It's so good.
I didn't keep that one. I kept the song with him and Biggie. Because my working theory in my head is that Biggie might not have known. So I cannot say.
But that makes us kind of bad people.
Kind of.
Cause like what
I still have one Chris Brown song on my phone too.
All right, as bad as I know Chris Brown is because he really beat her up, yeah. He didn't fuck any kids. No, so no, I can, no, I can, no, what?
That we know of, that we know
of. Oh, breaking news on the Vex on Vex podcast.
No, it's not breaking news.
Are you casting aspersions?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying, people are creepy. A lot of power and do a lot of weird shit.
And then, so what are your thoughts on R. Kelly?
I'm glad he's in jail.
All right, I can't. That fucking whole thing he did in the closet.
Okay.
I love it so much. I love it so much.
That was so good.
It's so good. There's a midget at one point. I know. And it's like, I know you're a... See, no, you're a hypocrite.
He's a terrible person. You're
okay. I have a question for you. Sincere question. Can you separate the artist from the art? What about Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Because he is a child fucker. But. No, there's no but.
No, but his life is so fucked up. Like, really bad.
Hold on. I can retort. This is so important. Do you remember World War II? You remember that, right?
Yes.
Hold on. This is important. I gotta click over. So my guest, Miss Olivia, who's really nice, and I like her, has just said the words to me, Michael Jackson's life was so fucked up. So she's trying to like understand perhaps why he was so bad the way he was with the creepiness. But here's my retort, Miss Olivia. Do you remember World War II?
Yeah.
You remember that? It was a thing, right? There were children raised in concentration camps.
Yeah.
They watched their families get exterminated. They starved to death. They were raped. They were beaten. Right. Lots of shit. Those survivors, very few grew up to become rapists and shit. So if you tell me how bad his life was, I think the Holocaust is way fucking worse. So, and if that's your, and then, I don't know, that's it. I can't, there's nothing. You have nothing. You don't care, I'm gonna tell you anyway. I went on a first date with who became my second wife many, many years after this date. And it wasn't just a date. There was no podcasting back then. Haha.
Right.
We went to dinner at a Chinese food restaurant, which I adore that stuff. So it's her and the graphic artist for my band Starscream and her female friends, so three females and me. And I'm like, oh, I'll buy them dinner. It'll be nice. And we're sitting there my first thing is when I meet a girl, I'm like, oh, what kind of music do you like? You know? And she's like, I like Michael Jackson. And I'm like, oh, you know, he fucks kids, right? And this is a long time ago before the documentary. And she like lost her fucking mind. I mean, we obviously had sex later and then got married, but it was the worst. Like, it was such a bad fight. And I was like, oh, no. He fucks kids.
He's done some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch the documentary?
No.
Oh, my God. The reason it's so upsetting is these men who've never met each other explain and describe the exact...
Like Wade Robson, right?
Yeah. And the theory is that he's the one who slept with Britney Spears behind Justin's back.
Oh, shit.
boozdy boozdy bop. But he was a molester, so you know, or molested, I should say. So, and then Wade said this great thing. He was like, so there I was becoming of age, there was getting hair in my balls, you know. So Michael was no longer interested. And he's like, I was watching TV, and the next guy who's in the documentary, he's like, I saw him on TV and I knew that was the new me, the way he was holding his hand. Like, isn't that fucked up? Like, when you're like 11 and 12. Gross. Yes.
But I was just saying,
but Dirty Diana is such a good song.
I think there's a difference between R. Kelly and Michael Jackson. As in.
I would love to hear this.
No, I just mean like R. Kelly was just like a gross creep all the time forever. And, well, I guess.
So Michael Jackson hit it?
No, but he was just, I don't know. Like, I don't think he ever grew up mentally. I think he was always like 10 in his little mind.
Do you want me to explain to you why you're 100% wrong?
Yes.
100% wrong.
Yes.
To know everything. Okay. Have you heard of the Beatles?
Yeah.
You've heard of them, right?
Yeah.
A little famous.
Yeah.
Made a lot of records and shit.
Yep.
Okay. Michael Jackson made friends with Paul McCartney in the early 80s when Michael Jackson becomes.
I remember that.
And he's like, hi, Paul McCartney, let's write some songs together. And Paul was like, yeah, I'll come over and I'll bring some weed. It'll be awesome. Let's go. And they wrote some songs together. And those songs are fucking awful. Just so they're fucking bad. And while they're hanging out, and now Paul's a little drunk, he's like, you know, Michael, you've got a lot of money this year. I mean, like, you should invest in publishing, right? And he was trying to explain to him that Frank Sinatra, who'd never written a song, owned the biggest publishing company on the planet Earth when he died. That's where the money is for commercials and things like jingles and fucking stories on fucking TikTok and shit, which they didn't know about back then, but it's coming.
Yeah.
And he looks this guy right in the face, he's like, oh, Paul, I'm going to buy your songs. And Paul's like, oh, that's fucking, it's so funny. Oh, let's have a drink. No. He said that, right? Paul McCartney leaves the Beatles in 1970. He spends all the 70s perfecting Wings and a solo career and making enough money to buy himself a mansion for his family, to take care of his children, to buy cars, to have a nice life. He does that. And then by the 80s, he's like, well, I'm comfortable. John Lennon got fucking killed. That was my boy. I know we were fighting, but that was my boy. I'm going to go buy these songs. So he sits down and he talks to his brother-in-law, who is his accountant to this day. And he says, all right, bro, I need like $30 million liquid. And I can go buy this publishing. He's like, you know what, Paul? We're going to hustle. Go do a tour next year. We're going to bank it. Don't take any of the money. I got you, dog. Right? So he calls, like, hey, it's Paul McCartney. Like, oh, man, what's up? He's like, dude, I got $30 million. And they're like, oh, I'd love to sell it to you, but Michael Jackson just bought it for $35 million. Can you top it? And he's like, no! It took everything in the world to get 30. He's like, yeah, Michael Jackson bought him. Now, this is a story that I adore. Years later, Michael Jackson gets caught fucking children. Now he's broke. He calls Paul McCartney's representative and he's like, I'm here prepared to sell Paul McCartney the Beatles catalog. Do you know what Paul McCartney said? Two things. At the time, he's a billionaire with a B.
Right.
You know what he said? Keep him. I wrote him for free. Tell me again, he's 10 years old. I want to hear it. He's never.
Now I've got to delete all my messages.
Oh. Dirty Diana is really good. Dirty Diana. Ooh, I don't give a fuck.
Keep it rolling.
Mm. You want to know why that record's so good?
Why?
Quincy Jones. Remember when Michael Jackson puts out Black or White? And it sucks? No Quincy Jones. Quincy does Off the Wall. But you don't love it like you do Thriller. Like you're like Thriller in your heart.
No, yeah.
Black
yeah,
and White's fucking retarded. Like you were 10 when it came out, so you're like maybe. But now, and you know. No one's ever going, hey, we're at the party. Let's put on Michael Jackson's Black or White and do a line dance together.
No one does that.
But they will to Thriller.
Yeah.
Because that's a great song, Quincy that's fucking like a, Jones.
Like wedding song. Everyone, Thriller the wedding.
They're like, let's fuck the kids. Boozy boozy pop at the wedding. So nice. I love the child molesting music. La 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 la. Hey, this is your wedding. It is not my wedding. Lies. Who was your fucking DJ?
I don't remember. It was 2012, 10 years ago.
I get married a lot, so I'm with you.
It was fun, though.
I got married in 12. What month did you get married?
October. October 22nd.
You're lying.
I swear to God.
That's not a Saturday.
It was a Sunday.
I got married the following Saturday. And then the fucking hurricane thing hit.
Yeah.
And fucked up.
I remember that because.
So I get married on Saturday.
It's Hurricane Sandy.
And Hurricane Sandy came that night.
Yeah.
And engulfed everything. And we almost didn't make it to our fucking thing. We got married the same month of the same year.
Yeah.
Holy
then
shit.
I got divorced two and a half years later. Oh, here, I got divorced. My official divorce date is May 4th.
5-4.
So, do you know what I love to say? May the divorce be.
You're in the right house for that.
I know.
You're in the right house for that.
I don't even... Oh, I can't say it out loud.
What?
I don't care for Star Wars that much.
Why would that offend me?
I don't know. You have a bunch of Darth Vader shit.
Shit? Maybe that part. Maybe referring to my collecting items as fecal matter could be the issue at hand. But you said shit.
But I meant like...
Stuff. Stuff is a nice word. And you're like, you know what that Darth Vader did? I say it all the time. I'm really old. Like, there's a certain point when you get past it. And here's the thing. You know it's actually in the dictionary as a word. No. You can't just change the fucking dynamics of language because they're inclined to do so. And I'm pretty open-minded, sincerely. Like, all right. They're going to probably attack same-sex marriage, right? Because they're talking about it. I can't even fathom why. Like,
why do you care?
People who love each other right. are a problem. Okay. I'm old. I remember when, is it Clarence Thomas? Yeah. I remember when he was ratified to be the thing. And this woman was like, he put a pubic hair on my soda. No, it was a soda, Coca-Cola can.
Either way, he's gross.
Well, I don't know. Because he's been on the fucking Supreme Court for 35 fucking years. So he never did anything since. So I don't know. I can't speak on that sincerely. I don't know the answer. I wasn't there, but I remember the whole thing. I remember it.
I'm too young.
And then, you know, the lady dies, whose name I don't remember, of course. No! The fucking judge who just passed away that everybody loved. So Ruth was there, and she's like an anchor, and she's holding shit together, and now she's gone. So they're going to start chipping away at stuff. I read today, and I'm not political. I want to stress this to you. I do not like when Americans lose rights under any circumstances. That's my beef. For real. And I'm not political. I read today that the president, who I'm sorry, might be fucking brain dead. He really might be brain dead.
Pretty old. You think you're old?
He's pretty old and creepy. That's a movie that I will make you watch later. But anyway, pretty old and creepy. He might try to fucking knock it out and just stop it. And that gives me a little bit of comfort.
Yeah.
I don't think he can because he's not smart, but perhaps the people who work for him... Just going to it. So, all right. I don't know how we got on this fucking path. We're going to step away from it because I'm not political. Moments before you came here. Oh, this is fucked up.
Okay.
My dear friend is a police officer. We call him the $6 million man. We call him the $6 billion man, Lee Majors. He's been on the podcast. He's a good friend of mine. He sends me a fucking thing. It says, Facebook live video, man shoots himself in the head.
Oh.
Now, you're coming for a podcast. And I'm like, got to be up and you got to be smart and you got to have a good time, you know? And I'm like, no, I can watch it. I have a minute. So I open it and I'm watching it and he's just bitching and moaning. You don't love me. Oh, mama, you care all of a sudden? And people are trying to call him. He's clicking them off on his phone. He went on this tangent. I couldn't even watch the whole tangent. His friend manages a Best Buy or something. He's like, you know, I'm the best manager for the Best Buy and you wouldn't hire me for the job. And I'm like, okay, and he has a giant, crazy, fucked up beard, which is probably hiding his ugly face. And then he just, I fast forwarded because you were coming. And I was like, well, I'm a little bored. I don't care about you, you know? And then he blew his fucking face off. And it goes up.
Shotgun?
Yes!
Ooh.
Kurt Cobain style. And it just opened the flaps.
If you watch
and then
Stranger
just...
Things, I could make a reference to a Demogorgon, but you don't.
But I just saw that minutes before you came in. And instead of being comforting and helping me, you're picking on me for not watching your weird, creepy 80s TV show.
Sorry. I am so sorry you watched a video on the internet.
It's fucked up. It's really fucked up. Like, it made me sad. It depressed the fuck out of me. And I shouldn't have watched it.
Yeah.
I knew I shouldn't have watched it. But this human being did it live on Facebook. So, of course, now it's fucking circling.
Oh,
and
great.
The guy's a police officer. So we fucking had it. And I was just like... And I should never have fucking watched it.
No.
And someone's trying to like yell at me on the Facebook. This is important. My first wife took her own life. So I can fucking comment a little bit. Just a little bit. So don't calm down. And the person, I'm sorry you're offended. It happens. Unfortunately, it happened to me. 2004. October 30th. And I found her. Oh, trauma. Wasn't a gun though. Thank God. Exactly. We're going to flip it because this is dark and, you know.
Is that about like rainbow
So, were you a Care Bears fan when you were a kid?
Yes, I still have a tender heart.
Lies! I'm a little impressed by that.
I have my original Game Boy, and it works.
Well, all right, listen. We did a 2002 tour of Europe, and we went over there, and we found a Game Boy in the house we rented. I found it, and I find batteries, and like, and I just got addicted to Tetris because it's all the game we had. And then it was so addictive that on the tour vehicle, people were like, can I play? And I'm like, and then I would lose it for 3 hours. I'm like, it's my Game Boy. So they're so good. You love games, though.
I do. I've been playing since I was a kid.
Did you? But you didn't have an Atari 2600. You're not that old.
An Atari?
2600.
I don't remember if it was 2600, but we had an Atari in my house.
No shit.
Yeah. We lost it because I think...
You don't lose an Atari.
No, I didn't mean literally lose it. I mean, my parents took it away because I think my brother threw the controller at my face.
They were connected.
Yeah.
Like, we don't remember what it's like to have wired connectors.
Oh, I do. I mean, I've got my original PlayStation 1 wired.
Oh, my God, PS1. My first play... All right, so here's what happened. I did... Atari 2600. The next year's ColecoVision. My parents would not buy it for me. Eventually, in 85, they're like, okay, you can get a Nintendo, which was glorious. There was a wrestling game. There were Super Mario Brothers. So good.
We had the original Nintendo. You know, we flip up the thing and stick it, the thing in like that.
Yeah, I just said that, lady.
And then, hold on. No. There was another version.
No, that's the Super Nintendo.
No. There was another regular little Nintendo like this, and you just...
Super Nintendo. No. Except it was. No. I'm older than you. You could Google the shit right now, and you're gonna find that I'm correct.
Nope.
The top loader is a Super Nintendo.
No, did it fit regular Nintendo cartridges?
Yes. Except it was. Oh my God, lady, I was there. Yeah, hold your finger up to the camera that you're on.
It's this one.
Yeah, what's it called? A Super Nintendo.
Top loader.
What year?
Hold on.
My friend Robot, who's a genius, just said you're right. Fuck! Fuck!
Thank you! Anyway, so...
So what did you do to your original NES that they had to buy you?
I broke because we played it so much.
I never broke mine. But the blowing into the thing.
We had a Game Genie. Do you remember that? Where you would like... You could,
I didn't ever have the Genie. Well, no, I was cooler because I could actually play the fucking game. So that's a little different, just so we're crystal clear. Like, I actually played Castlevania. I didn't cheat my way through it. You play Zelda?
Yes.
Zelda was like the one.
So I played the original Zelda on the gold cartridge, and then I didn't play another Zelda game until Breath of the Wild on the Switch. And I put like 120-something hours into that.
All right. So I do the NES, NES, right? Nintendo Entertainment System. Then Sega Genesis comes out. And it's like Sonic the Hedgehog, and it's like a thing. Right? But then I think I had sex with a lady.
And then you forgot about it.
And the games were over, right? And I was done. And then many, 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 many moons later, some lady breaks up with me. And I was like, I want to buy a Nintendo Entertainment System. And this is like, so I, not that you guessed, 1990, someone graciously had sex with me. Thank goodness. I was so grateful. So grateful. Older, too. She was a junior. I was a freshman. Pretty dark shit. And it was Winterbush time. As far as the eye could see, it was a creepy time. We were just happy to be there, you know? So that happens. And then I get dumped in like 1997. And by then I own a house.
Same person?
Of course not. I don't think I ever saw her again after that day. Oh, no. Winterbush. So 97, I get dumped. I have a house. And I went and rebought an NES. And that was pretty amazing. But then, like, I don't know, I got a new girlfriend and then I forgot about it. And then I got dumped again in like 2002 or they're the worst. So it's 02, I get dumped again. I'm like, I'm so sad. I don't know why. She was the fucking worst, but I didn't know. So I'm sad. And then I bought a PlayStation 2, GTA, yeah. Vice City.
Oh,
my God. It's so good.
The only thing I liked Ray Liotta too.
I forgot that was him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Ray.
Why are you anti
the soundtrack?
David Lee Roth, Motley Crue.
I played Vice City.
I never
and
wait.
Then I played Vice City.
Vice City's so good.
I think it was 3, then Vice City. I never played 4. I never got into
4. 4's out now.
No,
5. 5's out now.
I played the crap out of that.
Is
and the online.
So wait.
Do you want to hear what I do online?
Do you have the Batmobile?
Which one's the Batmobile?
The Batmobile.
Is it the literal Batmobile?
Yeah.
I haven't played in a while.
I have a flying Batmobile. I have a flying DeLorean. I have everything in that fucking game. When the pandemic hit, I re-up my fucking membership for live, and then I just fucking have everything. Go ahead. You're going to say something.
Oh, is it the fucked up thing I do in the game?
Are you just bomb the people and kill them?
No. So, I do. I go into, like, a private thing, because I don't like when other people kill me. I don't have time for that.
Weak.
So, I get in my car, and I will, like tap a pedestrian, and then let them run, and then just keep tapping them, and then I eventually just run them over.
I have so much. All right. You ever watch Dexter?
No.
You never watched Dexter ever?
No.
Mine's way worse. So I don't go in. I stay out in the live world,
right.
And I bought a big shiny hand axe. And I just find a person, and I chop them in the head until their head becomes like minced meat, I guess, like blood. And then I film it sometimes, put it on my stories on Instagram. During the pandemic, like once a week, you'd catch me like, chop, 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 just over and over. Like for real, just there's no one left. Like the person's gone. There's not a head here anymore. I'm just choppy, 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 choppy,
so
choppy.
I do more like a slow burn kill. And yeah. You're just like.
Bah! But then it's the sad and sick and twisted part of it is that I wait until there's nothing left of the human being. It's like a thing. I don't know what to tell you. Clearly, we have things in common.
Happy to be here.
Whatever. The first thing I did when I got fucking Vice City is I got the cheat codes, and then I found the Gatling gun.
I thought you played games.
In the 80s! By the 2000s, I was old! Anyway, I played Castlevania without the fucking genie. So I get the cheat codes. Listen,
yeah.
I got a Gatling gun with unlimited shit. And just kill cops until I passed out on my couch. Like I would just crash into a fire hydrant. Okay, one cop car shows up. And then he's dead. Now there's helicopters. There's frogmen falling out of the sky. And I'm just like. And I literally, this is not a lie. I worked my stupid day job all week. It's Friday. I sit down to play the fucking game. I passed out on the couch like that. Killing people with the Gatling gun. And then you wake up like an hour later and the character's dead. And you're just like. Oh, this is so embarrassing. I'm drooling on myself and all the lights were on in my fucking house.
In 5, the new one, did you ever find Tupac?
No.
You didn't know about Tupac?
Well, I'm not very smart, so there's that.
There was this guy who looks suspiciously like Tupac, like the bandana, and he would sit on this wall. I would know where it is on the map if I looked.
Okay, I'll show you the map.
Yeah, I'll know where it is.
But you don't go in the fucking live game, so I don't even know, like, you're like a wimp. Like, I don't even know. Like, you're like, I don't want to get shot by people.
Well, I would when I was playing with my friends. We would literally just pick an area and hold it down.
Hold it.
We would pick, like, a fountain. Like, and we would stand around it and wait for people to come. And then we would start shooting them up. We would get tanks, all kinds of stuff. For no reason.
I would
hours
just.
Until 3 a.m. And then I start playing Destiny.
And then go to work the next day.
No, that was stressful. I'm too old for that. That's the weekend.
Wow.
By 9 o'clock. What time? 8:45. I only got 15 minutes.
You got a half hour left of recording, so you're in trouble. I don't have to tell you. Mm. Now that we got the first 32 minutes out of the way, when you were 12 years old,
oh gosh,
what were your top five rock and roll, not or music artists?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. But you do. No. Don't touch your phone.
I want to Google what was popular in 95. No, because you know I didn't. I don't know. I listened to a lot of what my parents listened to. So
which was?
I grew up listening to a lot of like Billy Joel, Phil Collins. I love Phil Collins.
Now wait, hold on. We're gonna start with Billy Joel because that's a good one. Jesus, girl, you're like, I don't know, but you knew.
I mean, I know, but I bet like I don't.
Did you ever see Billy Joel live?
No.
Okay, we did. Me and my friend Jim, who's not watching. Good times. So Billy Joel, Phil Collins. Now Phil Collins solo, Phil Collins Genesis, or Phil Collins the drummer in Genesis? Because there's three.
Singer in Genesis.
Singer in Genesis.
And solo. I actually saw him solo right before the pandemic. He was pretty old, but it was still really cool.
Is that before the stroke?
No, I think it was after.
Pretty bad.
His ankle was. His ankle.
Did he?
I don't remember if it was before or after the stroke. Now I can't.
Did
remember.
He sit?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it's a stroke.
And I think his ankle was broken.
It's a stroke. Did you? But that fucking happens. It's gonna happen to all of us if you live.
No, it's not. Everyone has a stroke.
I feel like Phil's is cocaine related because he did a lot of fucking.
I mean, didn't everyone in the 80s do a lot of cocaine?
I was in the fucking 80s for the entire decade. I did zero cocaine. How do you know?
I know.
You don't know a goddamn thing. Maybe I was a child star. Maybe I was on fucking Too Close for Comfort. You don't know.
Right.
Silver Spoons? Maybe.
No.
Mm. You don't know. You want to hear? Ha! All right. Remember Joey Lawrence?
Yes.
He went to school up the street. He went to school up the street from here.
Oh, yeah. That's
where
he is from around.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that was me. You don't know.
That wasn't.
same haircut. I'm way too tall. I could never be Joey Lawrence. He's like fucking 4'2" or something. It's like, and I remember being like a 14-year-old kid going into like high school, and Blossom's like a hit, and he was kind of muscular, and he had beautiful long hair, and I was like, fuck that guy, he eats everything you fucking want. And now I look at him and he's a midget, and I'm like, I'm good. And he has my haircut, so it's cute.
If your haircut, like, he's bald. Oh yeah, he is bald, man.
I'm aware of this fact.
He's like Mr. Clean Shiny.
Mm-hmm. Is that how we describe that? Is that what we say, Mr. Clean the Shiny?
Yeah. Who else would it be? Who's the most famous bald guy?
Telly Savalas.
Who?
You know who Telly Savalas is?
No, which means he's not the most famous.
Telly Savalas, Kojak.
No.
All right. Really?
Really?
Oh my god, I'm so old. Anybody on Facebook know who the fuck Telly Savalas is? You ever heard of Kojak?
Baby, I'm 39.
You're way too old to be here, by the way. My ex-girlfriend just turned 25. Just, you're telling me she's way too old. What the fuck? No, I'm just kidding. Just turned 25.
This guy right here.
It's legal. It's not Michael Jackson land. I'm sorry. I'm not R. Kelly. Ew. And then, you know how hard it is? Let me rephrase that. How difficult it is to pee with an erection? It takes a lot
you
of
can,
like.
Right? You guys not?
You can. All right, you want to hear disgusting things you don't care about?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay?
Yeah.
Postcoitus.
Yeah. What's that? No, I'm kidding.
Sometimes I will go to the shower.
Right.
And little Vex is still like, hey, what's up? You know? And I'm like soaping my stuff, you know? And then you have to pee. You have to, if you don't, because it gets blockage and it's a thing.
Yeah.
It does.
UTIs.
Well, not for me. So then it goes in like a fucking fountain into the, like, I can aim it towards the fucking drain, like this. I'm like, it's a thing. And then that, for me anyway, begins the dissension process. Like, once that has happened. Now.
Is that the official term? Dissension process.
I'm helping you. I'm keeping everything PC, you know, above board, even though I said retard.
Yeah.
People get really mad. Fuck them. It's a medical terminology. It's not. I didn't make it up.
But it's not the medical terminology that makes people mad.
But it is, though. But it is, though. But it's medical terminology. Like, if you know that, there's no way to get angry. And, like, someone got offended because we discussed the suicide word, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't even know about my suicide in my life, and they were fucking chastising me, motherfucker. Anyway. I'm not mad, but what I'm trying to say is, you don't know. But like a friend of mine, let me rephrase that. A friend of one of my ex-wives was like a knock-around chick, and then she got pregnant, and she had the baby, and the baby's special.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you say retard around her, she loses her fucking mind.
Oh, see, I know someone that has a daughter who is and uses the word, and I'm like, I don't.
Because it's actually a medical fucking term. Like, if you go drop the N-bomb.
Right.
Not a medical term.
Not a medical term.
If you use a racial term for a Jewish person. Not a medical term. If you try to call an Asian person one of those many things they called them from Vietnam when they were at the wartime. Not medical terms. But this is a medical term. So as offended as you are, not you, but
I grew up saying it too, but I didn't take it out of my vocabulary. But do you remember when Tropic Thunder came out and people were so mad about it?
And Robert Downey Jr. plays a black guy for 3 months while filming the movie.
No, he's a white guy playing a black guy playing a white guy.
No, I don't think that's right.
No, he's not.
I'm a black guy playing a white guy playing a white guy.
He's a white guy playing a white guy playing a black guy.
Yes. Yes!
Now,
it's a really funny movie.
Oh my god, it's one of the funniest movies ever.
That no one would make in 2022. There's a thing, though. Let's discuss this. This is the thing happening. They've gone over woke with corporate America, unfortunately. Netflix has made some changes in the past month. Have you heard about these changes?
No.
They said if you're really woke and you're offended by our content, we're fine with you leaving. And they said that to their employees, and they said that to the people who like fucking signed up for Netflix. They were, because their stock prices went. There's a million places to stream. I'm archaic, so I still have cable.
Oh, I do too.
You do too. What are you paying a month?
Oh, it doesn't count because I work for my cable.
You're the worst.
I don't.
I don't. I wouldn't go to that cable company that we won't say the name of. since I'm gonna say like 05. Fuck them. They're the worst. And then who used to work for? Yeah. I have affinity for because they're my cable provider. Yeah. But they're the fucking worst too. Aren't they all bad? They're all bad, right?
Big corporations.
Yeah, corporate America.
I do love working where I work though.
So. Well, don't say it on here. Not that anyone watches it. Although people are offended, so that's good. You're doing something correctly.
Sorry.
It was me. It wasn't you. It's always me. Probably. Yeah, my name is Vex. You know what the fucking word means in the dictionary?
Did you look up the Vex from Destiny?
I was first.
Okay. Yes, but
I have no idea what that is.
It's the race. Remember I was telling you?
Yeah, but I don't.
I'm gonna show you.
I'm an old man, you know, and you might have.
You said you play Halo.
I fucking love Halo.
Okay, well.
But Halo's from fucking 18 years ago.
Bungie makes Destiny.
When you sent me that video, it looked very fucking similar.
Did you watch my YouTube with all the...
No, because we were doing this. I would have, but like obviously I had to prepare.
I mean, like,
Do you want to push your YouTube channel? This is the time
what
to...
Am I gonna do? Hey guys, watch my YouTube channel with a bunch of videos that I never upload shit on ever.
You didn't say the name of it.
Oh, my name's Janie Briggs. That's my gamer tag. Thank you.
You want to spell it?
J.
You're bad at advertising.
I am. JaneBriggs. Do you know where I got that name from?
No, but you're going to tell me.
I am. Did you ever see Not Another Teen Movie?
No.
Oh,
you know why? I was like 35 when it came out. And so's the guy in it, the Captain America guy, my age. Yeah. So clearly...
Well, it's really funny because everyone's like, oh my God, Chris Evans. And I'm like, you know what I remember Chris Evans from? Not Another Teen Movie.
I'm so old.
And
go ahead.
You ever see I mean, I know you were probably like 35 too.
No, no, no. I fucking loved Varsity Blues. Like, it's so good.
So, you know what Not Another Teen Movie is, right? It's like making fun of the teen, right? So, you know in Varsity Blues where she comes out with whipped
yes.
cream?
Yes.
So, in Not Another Teen Movie, he comes out with whipped cream.
I know.
On that. So that's
it's a meme.
That's Chris Evans to me.
Problem is.
Not Captain America. I'm just saying.
All right. Two things I want to discuss. Mamas and the Papas. All right, hold on. Chris Evans, the first time I ever see him, 1,000 fucking years ago, like a long, long, long time ago. Nelson. Ricky Nelson. You know who Ricky Nelson was? Remember the awful hair band? They were blonde twins in the 90s, Nelson?
It's
can't live without your love and affection.
It's coming back.
All right, they look like girls. There's two guys.
Yeah.
Their dad was Ricky Nelson. Ricky Nelson... after Elvis became a thing, was on a TV show with his parents called Ozzie and Harriet, which you've heard of. Because before The Simpsons, it's the longest running television program ever. Ever. Like for 20 fucking years, right? Like he grew up on TV. So when he's fucking famous, he's like a fucking rock star. They made him a real rock star. So he has a music career at like 15, 16, because Elvis is happening. He's like, I want to get laid too. And he starts playing. And they become little hits. And then, like, after the show's canceled and it's over, like, in the 70s, like, he's a fucking loser because he was a child star. And he met a really cool producer. And the producer's like, hey, you can sing, but you're fucking stupid. So let's make you less stupid and a little bit more hip. And he's like, oh, Ricky Nelson, let's do that shit. And they do. And it's happening. And then he starts doing coke and he's partying and his plane crashes into a tree. And he dies. And the twin boys grow up to become fucking Nelson. His daughter's famous, too. Remember Down and Out in Beverly Hills? Of course you don't, because you're fucking 12. But for those of us who are fucking 50, that was a movie with Nick Nolte in the fucking 80s.
Oh, Nick Nolte's got those teeth. That's all I know.
I also have teeth.
Gary Busey, too. They got those, like, big teeth.
All right. Gary Busey banged his head on concrete.
Gary Busey and Nick Nolte are the same person. You can't tell me in.
What can I do with this? What can I do with this? Gary Busey played Buddy Holly in a movie in like 81, and he either won an Oscar or got nominated for an Oscar. No one asked.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like a huge Hollywood star. And then he was doing a lot of coke, and he fucking crashes his motorcycle and does severe brain damage. Someone's like this. So he's fucked up looking, but it's like because he's on a million fucking pills for his brain. And if he talks now in anagrams, like if he says goat, he's like, goat means greatest of American Times. Like, I swear to God. And like, he'll take words, but like, happiness stands for hoes, America, puppy people, yes. Like, I swear to God. Like, you're like, what? I should find a fucking interview and play it for you. And then the flip side of that is that Nick Nolte did not bang his head in a motorcycle accident, and he just drank excessively and has now shriveled up. But there was a time when he was like a Hollywood hunk guy.
Yeah, I remember.
No, you don't remember because you weren't born.
I wasn't born, but I recall seeing, you know, pictures and stuff.
All right. I asked you earlier, we're going to revisit. Can you separate the art from the artist? Because do you know about the Mamas and Papas? If I play you music, you know the music. Like, they're just great fucking songs with beautiful harmonies. Mackenzie Phillips was on a TV show called One Day at a Time. Remember that show? It got rebooted recently, I heard, which is upsetting. But it was a sitcom. So she was a child actor in the 70s. Eddie Van Halen recently passed away. His wife was Valerie Bertinelli. Do you remember that woman? Valerie Bertinelli is the other child star from One Day at a Time. Okay? It's a happening show. It's like a big show in the 70s. Because back then, there's only three channels, so everybody watched everything, right? They're like fucking famous. Mackenzie Phillips gets fired off the show. Her father is the fucking lead songwriter, singer of the Mamas and the Papas, right? They fire her for being a drug addict when she's like 17. She's like disgraced. She's still alive. In the 80s, oh, this is so fucked up. This is so fucked up. In the 80s, the dad and her go to rehab, right? They revamp the new Mamas and the Papas. Now they're like a fucking throwback to the 60s. It's 20 years later. They're singing those songs. She claims on that tour, he started fucking her.
Nope.
And she's like 30-something. And she would pass out from partying and wake up, and he's naked next to her in bed every day for like a long time. Now, she does not say any of this until after he dies, right? And she wrote a book, and she wants to sell the book. All of his ex-wives, and he's got a lot of them because he's a fucking musician, were like, that just didn't happen. Like, I knew him. He's a fucking mess. He was a drug addict, but that just didn't happen. But you got to believe women, right?
Right.
So I got to be honest with you. I'm conflicted. I now listen to the Mamas and the Papas, which is beautiful music, and I cringe. Because if he molested his daughter for decades,
right,
I can't fucking wrap my head around
so
it.
Excessive. That's like top tier. Right?
His daughter. And then he would get fucked up and he would say to her, hey, there's countries in the world, you know, where you and I could move and this would be accepted. This is what she claimed. Now, I don't know if this is real, but this is what she fucking claimed. So, I can't listen to that music anymore. And I loved that music. That's about the darkest it gets, right?
Yeah.
Except for that fucking little kids thing. Michael fucking Jackson.
Gotta delete it all now.
I'm telling you, I can't get rid of Ignition. Boop, boop. Peep, peep. Dragging your hand on the floor. I don't know
the
fucking...
What if you just listen to Dave Chappelle's Piss on You?
Poop, poop, peep, peep.
I mean, kind of like a compromise, right? You still get.
There's a video of Johnny Mac, who was the best man of my most recent wedding, because it happens a lot, actually. He's the best man at the wedding, and we're at fucking a club, and Starscream had just played, so I'm covered in my whore makeup, you know, and the song's playing, and I make a video, I'm like, Robin, your hair on the floor, Robin, all time it falls, and we're both singing Ignition because it's so fucking good. And then he got busted for fucking little kids. And it was just like, oh, I love that song so much. And then, I believe I could fly.
He's got a lot of good songs. He can really sing.
Can't fucking read, it turns out. How about them apples? Can't read. Why? But surprise me. Reading's... I feel like there's, like, people who can read, you know, who are gross. Hitler could really read. He wrote a book.
He's, like, smart, right?
Wrote a book. Wrote a book. You know what fucks up me? All right, this is the thing. People don't listen. This is the fucking history. Hitler's imprisoned for being a psychopath.
Yeah.
When in prison, he writes a diatribe. He's like, I'm going to kill all of the Jews. I'm going to write it right. All of them. And then he publishes it. It makes him a millionaire. Then
and back in the day, a millionaire too.
Right? Then he gets out. He's a millionaire now from this book saying, I'm going to kill all the Jews. Just circle it right here. I'm going to do it.
Red.
And it's called Arrow. My Struggle in German. Like, my struggle of killing the Jews. For real. He's Jewish, by the way. Whoa.
Right, like half,
whoa.
Right.
I think a quarter.
Okay.
Not the point. Then he goes, they elect him. He gets in. And then they're surprised. Like, I can't believe he killed all the Jews. Like, who would do that? Oh, the book. Fuck. The book that sold millions of copies and then burnt all the other books. Like, there was a fucking, there was a pattern. Anyway. Oh, wow. Fuck. My point is, you could be a creeper and read. That's my fucking point. You're like, oh, R. Kelly can't read. The fuck that guy. You know, they're, yeah. All right, all we got is Billy Joel and Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah. Let's see, what was 95? No, that's too early for Britney Spears, right?
No.
No, it's not?
No, it's, she's, no, like late 90s, 99.
Right. Okay. New Kids on the Block?
And KOTB.
I saw New Kids on the Block years ago with Boyz II Men. Hold on. And they all did Motown Philly together.
Do you know, like, the tragedy of Boyz II Men? One of them has sickle cell anemia.
Yeah, oh yeah, I knew.
And they got mad at him because when they were in their prime, he's like, I cannot stand when I sing. Like, you're a pussy! And he's like, but I cannot stand. And then they kicked him out, kind of. They forced him out. And then the one who was really good looking is retardedly fat. Like, retardedly fat. Like, you're really rich, right? Like, get a trainer. Like, eat better. Like, what are you doing with your life? Like, stop. It happened! He's retardedly. He's very handsome. And then he's like, hey, I'm handsome and I can't see my dick without a mirror. That's my thing now. And you're like, you really can't. You really can't see your dick without a mirror. So you, okay, NKOTB.
Yeah, I really love NKOTB.
Who kill me in my heart because fuck them so bad. Like when I was, what do you know, my God. When I was a little kid and I was like, Motley Crue, woo! Then NKOTB comes on and you're just like, I don't like your stuff. Like, I like Faith No More, you know, and I like Skid Row, you know, it's kind of bands like. And then, like, you playing New Kids in the Block, and I just fucking hate it. I hate it. I did hate it. I hated all the.
I didn't. I love Joey McIntyre, and I was going to marry him. I did not marry him.
Thank God you didn't like Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh.
But ew, you did.
Oh, no. I didn't. Hold on. Ew. When we were at the concert.
Oh, my God. Tell me. Oh, my God. Tell me.
There's like they're on a little stage and the audience is all around and he like bends down and like kisses someone. And I don't mean like a peck. I mean like tongue down the throat. Like disgusting. I mean, I'm sure she liked it. I hope she liked it. Cause if not, that was assault.
That's how you get herpes.
Ugh,
that's how you get COVID. I think he's married to Jenny McCarthy.
If you're watching this, he kissed someone on stage. I saw it with my own eyeballs.
Do you remember The Sixth Sense?
Yes.
You know, he's the one who murders Bruce Willis at the end.
Is he?
He is.
So, I did not watch... Okay. Someone ruined that for me in school. And I'm sitting in class. It's right when it comes
you
out.
You were 11 when it came out.
No, I was in high school.
What year do you think you were born?
I was born in 82. The Sixth Sense came out when I was in high school.
So, that means 1995 is when you were 13. So, you've been lying to me for the entire podcast. But that's fine. Continue. Wait, what year do you think it came out?
I don't know. When did it come out? Well, I was in high school in 96.
It came out 96.
Okay.
But it would have been on cable in 97.
Well, the kid that was sitting next to me, I'm pretty sure his name was Chris, leans over to me after it comes out and goes, spoiler alert, anyone, cover your ears, earmuffs, and goes, oh, Bruce Willis is dead the whole time. He just told me the whole movie.
It doesn't really ruin it.
But it kind of did. So it took me years to watch it. I was so mad. And then the whole time I'm watching it, I'm going, he's dead. Okay. So anyway, yeah, I remember The Sixth Sense.
Well, Donnie Wahlberg kills him at the end.
I didn't remember that because I've only seen it like once.
And he was in like white tighty whities and he weighed like 4 pounds. It was disgusting.
Ew. He's in that Blue Blood show now. I don't watch it.
Can you think of anyone in America who actually does? Like, I know it's a popular show.
Burt Reynolds. Don't people love him in a stash?
Well, number one, Burt Reynolds is fucking dead, so you should stop saying that. Because he's not in Blue Bloods.
Who is that then?
Selleck.
Ah, shit.
Tom. They are not the same person. This is important.
They're not the same person. I'm kidding.
This is important.
But they both have very serious dashes.
This is important. Burt Reynolds
was
an actor in the 50s. Yeah, for real.
And
then became famous by the 70s, but now he's getting kind of old. He was what?
Wasn't he?
He was over by the 80s. You have no idea.
Wasn't?
Except he was.
What was the show with the movie with the car?
1977?
Oh, shit. Okay, my bad.
Click. Weren't fucking alive anyway. What do you know? Smoke. No, Smokey. Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah,
77.
Thank you. Oh, shit. My bad.
But before that, in like 74 or 73. Is the Longest Yard, which is the football movie.
I remember
But you remember the Adam Sandler version. No. Don't tell me you remember it. You weren't alive.
But I just remember Smokey and the Bandit and wasn't alive.
It's a fucking classic.
Halloween, favorite horror movie, wasn't alive.
He's not in it.
I'm just saying I remember it.
You don't even. Alive. What's Magnum P.I.?
Oh, Magnum P.I. Hold on. I've never seen it, but I. It's not.
That's the reason Tom Selleck's famous.
Tom Selleck?
Oh my God. All right. Remember Indiana Jones?
Yes.
He was supposed to be Indiana Jones.
Really?
And they were like, on Magnum P.I., and they're like, you can't have off to make a movie. And he's like, no, listen. I know.
It's going to be huge.
And they're like, it's not going to be huge. They just made Star Wars. They're not going to do it again. And then they did it again. And they literally cast the guy from Star Wars.
And then they were like, well, fine, we're just going to take the guy.
But it would have been Tom Selleck as Indiana Jones.
Oh, man. My favorite.
You're like, shit.
My favorite Indiana Jones moment. I ripped the heart out.
Is it? Is that the best?
It's the best.
I'm glad that's the best for you. You know what was the best for me? When the Nazi went over the mountain and you saw his fucking head explode. I liked that when he was driving a tank. He's like, ah, and he dies. Or the other Nazi who steals the cup from Jesus Christ's tomb.
Anything bad happened in Nazis is fine.
I'm not fucking disagreeing. I don't like Antifa, by the way, because that's a little fucking weird. They're weird. But I don't like fascists. Fascists. I just love how you're like, oh, Burt Reynolds, who's been dead for 4 years, is totally on fucking Bluebirds. Like, you thought that shit.
Mustache.
That's like a little racist, actually.
A mustache?
Like, anybody that has a mustache has to be fucking in Smokey and the Bandit.
But they have to have a serious mustache.
All right, what about Mr. Brady?
He didn't have a serious
mustache. Oh, but he did.
It wasn't like that, though.
It was.
Was it?
In the 80s, when they came back, it was a giant serious mustache. Do you know why?
Was it that dark and thick?
He was a homosexual with HIV.
So that gives you big mustaches?
Freddie Mercury. Yeah.
Burt Reynolds.
Well, no, he was before that. He's in the 50s. Before the AIDS. No, and Burt kind of let some guys suck his dick, actually. He wrote this motherfucker memoir. It's still not out. Where he's like, in the 70s, I let some guys suck my dick, I guess. I wanted to make a movie, you know, whatever. I did some coke and get suck it. I don't care. You know. Fucking for real. It's coming out.
I will not read it.
It was, of course you won't. Reading? Oh my goodness!
I read all the time. Thank
Do you? What's in my biography?
I don't know your biography.
Because you don't fucking read it. No one else did either, by the way. I'm not offended.
Everyone go read his biography like he's crying.
They're not going to read it. You know why they're not going to read it?
It's
fucking long. Like, oh, it's 93 chapters. Don't do that to a guy ever. Ever. A, it's rude. B, it's only in digital format currently at bravewords.com. You really can. You really can. It had a fucking lawsuit already hit it, so they ripped it off of fucking Amazon. It's been, shit's happening. And then they're finally going to air. They're going to publish it, air quotes. And it has 114 dings from the fucking publishing lawyers. They're like, can't write about this. So we're trying to fucking sort all that shit out.
I mean, I mostly read like Stephen King, big Harry Potter fan.
Fiction's the worst. If you're going to read, learn something. Such as?
Usually about the Holocaust.
I don't believe you. But yet, you would tell me that Michael Jackson had a harder life than the people who survived the Holocaust.
What did I say?
You were like, you know, Michael Jackson.
Fucked up life.
So have the Holocaust survivors, and they're not out molesting anyone that we know of. You know what's fucked up? One of them did molester some people. You want to hear some shit?
I'm sure they did, because they had fucked up life.
Do you know who the director of Rosemary's Baby was?
Oh, are you talking about the guy that was married to Sharon Titnow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Married?
Yeah.
Anyway, and then his baby got ripped out of her body by Charles Manson's followers.
But okay, then...
What the hell is his name? Why is it...
Like, Roman Polanski. Yeah, but then in 77, he drugs and sodomizes a 13-year-old girl. That's bad. Like, real bad. So bad, can't ever come back to America.
Yeah.
And even though he does direct great films for a child molester, and he is a fucking child molester, he really did it, they won't even show them here in the States anymore. Yeah. The hypocrisy of it.
Fucked up life, though.
I don't know.
Charles Manson's little gang. Just one of the first adult books I read was Helter Skelter.
Do you know what's fucked up? We're gonna run over. This is fucked up. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The book's all bullshit.
Is it?
All right. You know what MK Ultra was?
Is that a beer?
MK Ultra was something the CIA did where they would get people prisoners. Excuse me, and they would experiment with them with LSD.
Okay.
Manson was one of those people. So here's where it gets a little fucked up. Manson was on probation, right? When you're on probation, you can't leave the city. And this motherfucker got a bus and went up and down California with underage girls and got picked up for solicitation, for car theft, for a myriad of charges, and always got let out. Always got let out. You're on probation. Like, the first time you left the city limits and were somewhere else, that's grounds for going back, right? So somebody protected him. We don't know who it is. It's all protected because it was fucking 50 years ago. But he was part of the MKUltra experiments. So when he goes cray-cray and all these people die, there's a theory, because Buglioci, who wrote wrote Helter Skelter, was compromised. You know this story I'm going to tell you real quick, and I apologize, and this is not my story, but this happened. Buglioci was so paranoid that when he went to work, he convinced himself in his brain that the milkman, who was coming to his house delivering milk, fucked his wife and impregnated her. This didn't happen. But he decided this in his head. So he was demanding that the milkman take a fucking, like, a blood test or whatever, paternity test. And the milkman's like, I don't even know who the fuck you are. And he quit his job to get away from it. And this guy, Buglioci, the famous fucking, picked up his kids from school and took them to a toy store and bought them shit just to intimidate this guy. And then brought them home and shit. Like, dark, fucked up shit, right? So he was compromised. He should have been fired at that time as a prosecutor. And they didn't do it. So when the Manson thing goes down, they told him what to say in court. They gave it to him to hide everything. Because if the American people found out that a man who broke 50 laws between the time he gets out in, what, like 67 and kills the people in 69 and didn't get returned back to jail, you got a fucking problem. Yeah, and the guy who found this researched it for 25 years, and his book just came out.
Who? Where? Give me the title.
Well, we'll get there. Okay. This has been episode number 143 of the Vex on Vex podcast. Olivia, thank you for your time. It's good, right? The Vex on Vex podcast is available on the Podbean application on your phone under the Loud Unloaded Network. Ladies and gentlemen, this is VexX telling you to stay frosty.